In this example, standardizing by coverage still involves a bit of data loss from the second growth sample. 80% coverage was obtained after sampling just 170 individuals. That means 800 more samples were taken than needed in the second growth forest to compare it to the old growth forest sample. Many ecologists believe that comparing samples that are equally representative of the community in terms of coverage or completeness is a more valid, less biased way to compare diversity of two communities than just standardizing by sample size alone. As this example clearly demonstrates, different sample sizes can be equally representative of the community. Since doing fieldwork and collecting samples is time-consuming and expensive, ecologists could become much more efficient by plotting the completeness of their sample as they increase their effort and stop when a suitably high and equivalent completeness is reached. How complete does your sample need to be? Well, there's no hard and fast rule, but if your sampling can leave 10% or less of individuals unidentified, that's fairly good. It all depends on the purpose of the comparisons you are making between communities and the resources you have to obtain the data.